Well, first it was Apple, now it's Google, reportedly making some changes to the tracking it allows across apps. This, is, of course, the, follows the change that was made by Apple in iOS. Our Dan Howley is following this. And we know, Dan, that this, when Apple made this change, it was a huge blow to a lot of companies, particularly Facebook and its universe of apps. What are we hearing? What do we know about this change so far, and what effect it's going to have?
Yeah, this is what basically Google or Alphabet, Google, whatever you want to call them, is referring to as their privacy sandbox. And so, you know, what happened with Apple was they had this identifier for advertisers, IDFA, and really that prevented third parties from being able to track you across apps and the web. So, for instance, Facebook could see what you were looking at on, say, your Amazon app or on different, you know, types of services, and then serve up ads based on those interests. So that's why maybe you thought that your phone was listening to you when it wasn't. It, you know, was just because their advertising capabilities and the ability to follow you is that robust. Now, Apple obviously introduced a means to block that. They have a secondary solution that companies can follow, but you know, clearly that's not working out for everyone, although Snap and Pinterest and Twitter don't seem to be as impacted. Facebook is, excuse me, was obviously crushed by this. They said that it'll take billions of dollars out of their revenue in 2022 and be take years to fix. Now, that brings us to what Google's doing right now, and they're essentially doing the same thing, cutting back on the ability for third parties to track you across the apps, other apps and the web. That means that it'll be another blow to the likes of Facebook. However, the difference being that Google is going to be introducing this over a few years. And as they do that, they're also bringing out a solution that they say that will be able to work better for third-party advertisers. And that's because they're going to be working with these companies to get the capabilities that they need or they require into the app, so they'll be able to track people without the privacy implications that they had previously. Now, that's good for companies like Facebook, but also bad. Now, you know, there are more Google users out there in the world, Android users out there in the world, but when it comes down to it, iPhone users tend to spend more money because they are, for whatever reason, more affluent. iPhones cost more than Android phones generally, and so that hurts companies that are advertising with Facebook that rely on iOS users to see their ads. So, you know, I don't necessarily think this is going to be as big of a negative as it was when iOS privacy changes were introduced, but I do still think it's going to be a problem just for companies that maybe aren't going to work directly with Google on this. You have to imagine, though, that Facebook is going to. And by the way, this all comes against the backdrop of, excuse me, of that issue where Facebook and Google were accused of colluding on their advertising marketplaces to try to get better pricing for Facebook. So, you know, a lot of issues going on here at once, but I think this is going to come out better for the companies that need to advertise or rely on advertising like Facebook than it did for Apple.
Yeah, well, the stocks are trading lower today, though, so it looks like we're getting sort of a knee-jerk reaction, at least, to this report.